After, you do the intro, after. Man. I've deeped the last.
No, you haven't.
100.
So you don't want to do an intro for Nella?
So but no, the last four, cool. In it, the last like four eps, I've about. Done them. See, love
it. I love you guys' combo, man, online.
Thank really you.
Like good, innit?
No, Jenny, very good. No, man, that's good. Why I think you should come.
Amazing stuff, thank
so
you.
So today's intro will be done by one of your favorite human beings, Chunks.
All right, so guys, we are back on the Chunks and Philly show now. In the middle of us, guys. Generally, probably one of my favorite content creators on the face of the internet. A very good soul.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Very hilarious. Mm. The beautiful.
Nella!
You have to... Big Bonda.
Yeah.
Biggest Bonda.
Yeah. It's Nella Rose!
Hi, friends.
How are you, Nella?
Great.
Can I just say you look very beautiful?
Thank you. You've given me a lot of compliments lately. Thank you. So was I looking like a man before?
No.
So what happened? Because they come as of recent. So what was I looking like before? What
maybe,
was I walking
maybe
around?
Someone else said that to me actually on my Instagram. Mm-hmm. I've been picking up Nella a lot recently. Maybe you've just been glowing a lot recently.
So I was a rat before, innit?
No.
So
rat the, is
on
mental.
The highway. On the
was
highway.
AJ Shabil.
I'm not involved.
So,
involved.
Nels, I think we've got to start with you. I feel like even though we're all mates, I feel like at the same time, there's a lot about you that I might not know.
Really?
Yeah.
Ask me anything, man.
Let's start with maybe why your family migrated from from Belgium.
So obviously my whole family, mum and dad, they was based in Congo, living it up. Enjoying the sun, the palm trees, living it all. And then I think there was like this massive propaganda in Africa where it's like there's better opportunities in Europe. Mm. You can go and start a life in Europe. There's more money. They can give you housing, more jobs, this, that, and the other. So I guess my parents fell for it. They came here. They knew each other. Like, they definitely fell for it. And then so they went to Belgium actually to just start a new life. And then obviously divorces happen. You get me? I'm a product of divorce, but look at me, I'm Leng.
Same.
It is what it is.
Product of divorce.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So then,
I'm a product of divorce, but look at me, I'm Leng.
Period.
Doesn't even correlate.
No. What
are you trying to say? I'm not Leng.
No, I'm not saying that. But how does that even make sense? So what? You can't be divorced.
Because I was a rat
on the highway.
On the highway. So then, obviously, mum and dad split up, and then as a woman, I hear my mum in it. You do not want to wake up every day and just have to look at your ex. So if it's a fly overseas thing, it's a fly overseas because it's like, I don't want to be at the corner shop, see my ex, I'm picking up my kids, I see my ex. I just, we're going for a breakup. I don't want to see
so they broke up in Belgium?
Yeah. No, they broke up in
Congo.
Portugal.
No. So they broke up in Belgium. How long into you guys being in Belgium did they break up?
Bro, I can't even lie. I think I opened my eyes and I had 2 yards. So I don't really remember. Yeah.
That means that how big was before you were five.
She was young.
Yeah, so I've never seen my mom and dad like together.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that was before you were five, four then.
Yeah, way before I could remember, definitely.
Oh, that's 2, 3.
Way before. I was probably a baby. Anyways, now so then my mom was just like, yeah, I live in the same ends as my ex, like just bumping into him, his brother, his this, his that, and I hear it.
It's no,
like,
I hear it.
I was like, run away. So she was like, oh, what's local? Germany, scary. Yeah. Netherlands, scary. Them goed gaat. Het men jou. Welcome. It's difficult to learn that one. So she was thinking, oh, like, obviously at the time she was a big fan. Princess Diana.
Oh,
Princess Diana, the queen.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, again, she fell for it again. Bless my mom now. Nah. So obviously, growing up in Belgium, yeah, whenever you see the UK on TV, it's like you see the Queen, you see like Houses of Parliament, Big Ben. Oh, the Big Ben is big. Ben is one. What do they call it in Dubai?
Burj Khalifa.
In Dubai. Sorry. Sorry, sir. I lost my soul there. Sorry.
Burj
Khalifa. In Dubai.
Yeah.
Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
And that's Philly.
Yeah.
That's why we love it.
Yeah. Lost it. Sorry.
Spot on that one. So she saw all of that stuff, yeah. And obviously in Belgium, when you wear school uniform, you go to a private school. So when you wear a tie and a blazer, you go to a private school.
So everyone wears normal gear.
So then we used to see schools in the UK.
It's for everyone's private.
All the schools are private and free. So my mom said, nah, Princess Diana, my queen, Princess Diana, everything. Our private school, she said, oh, I'm going to go to the UK. Pull up to the UK now.
You haven't mentioned dad. So dad stayed in...
He's booling in Belgium.
Yeah, but because my dad had multiple businesses and multiple Jeez. Kids. So it's like, that's where his base is. Do you know what I mean? Mm. He's had a baby mum that went to France. All these baby mums go to neighbouring countries.
Oh, you had bare baby mums?
Nah, but it's called PIMP.
Yeah.
I don't know what you heard about me.
Like, copyright. Yeah, yeah. 50 Cent's not giving us tickets to his last tour, so... Anyways, so yeah.
No, this should be called the Nella Show. You know where yesterday,
innit? No, I'm sorry. I just want to say, Nella. This is why
she's in cred.
She's running the whole show.
Yeah, this is in cred.
I'm like this. Yeah. I need to be asking a question. Yeah. And I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I need to stop staring. Go on.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. But remember, I was a rat before, so staring now is
that,
fine.
That brother we met at your party, is he your
Albert,
dad's side?
Same, no, same mom, same dad.
Okay. Look.
But yeah, long. So then he's back there because he said, no, I'm not falling for the propaganda.
Stayed in Belgium.
He went back recently, actually. Yeah, so basically... we pulled up. Now she was like, like the way they're showing the UK, like Spice Girls at the time is out. Like the way they're showing the UK on TV, that's where I want to be. So it's like one train or one ferry away from the kid's dad, so they can see him whenever he's got money, he can come. Do you know what I'm saying? He's not just stay there in the little house. So then she was just like, yeah. So then I remember I remember my first day in this country, guys. I could cry, yeah. Brother, we pull up. I'm expecting the roast to be gold, yeah. I'm expecting, you know, the horses in the police on the horses. They go. I said, I'm expecting everything. Pull up at Victoria Station. I see pigeons everywhere, scattered everywhere, and we had nowhere to stay, so we was posted up. In Victoria Station, I said, Ross, I have to go night-night here. Night-night. So we just wake up, pigeons flying everywhere.
Wait, and then the Victoria Station?
Yeah, that's because marginal. Basically...
That kind of went over my head.
Yeah, basically, so I think it's illegal. Now that I'm grown, yeah. I think it's illegal. But basically, there was this guy, we'll call him Mr. D, he owned a three-bedroom flat. And I think it was for like immigrants, like people like us coming from. Yeah, so he had a three-bedroom flat, and I think he slept in like the dining room, and then so yeah, we all three of us we had to share like a single room.
Yeah, that's a hustler. He's a hustler.
Until my mom got a job. Yeah, but yeah, I think that was illegal. No,
it is illegal.
Yeah, because we had to pay him cash.
Yeah,
you know, under the table.
Yeah, it's illegal.
But yeah, and then from there, just went to school. And then just started my life really. And then look at me, I've got no French accent now. I tell you that for free.
That's mental.
And then that's me.
So, if you had it your way, would you have stayed in Belgium?
No, because then I wouldn't have a career. Because
yeah, but you're saying that now because you like you're here and you're Nella Rose. But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, like, how old were you when you started YouTube? Or like start
18.
Okay, so at 17 years old, if I was to ask you, is Nella enjoying London and is she happy with the decision? What would you say?
I would have said yes, because I was in college. College was a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But I simply say that because it's like, if you want to blow in like the French industry, you have to be, not even in France, you have to be in Paris or Toronto. Do you know, not even Toronto, but like Canada. Do you know what I mean? Like in Belgium, it's very much like, there's not many influencers, not many like rappers and singers. There are some, but it's like, it's very like, to me, it's a town. It's very much like you go there to like raise your kids or like be in community with people. But opportunities, there's no foot asylum. There's no European foot asylum, for example. Mm. Like what platforms would I go on to like do things like this? There's no platforms like that. So yeah. So I don't think I would be where I am today. That's why everything happens for a reason. My mom saw Princess Diana on the TV for a reason, fam.
There you go.
I'm telling you.
Who was you closer growing up with? Was it mom or dad?
It's like 50-50 because they both have two different styles of raising me. For example, I go to my details. Ew, my dad, no rules. You want to go, come back 5 a.m. In fact, come in at 6 just so that you can take the piss out of me because I know, I trust you.
Oh, I thought it'd be the other way around.
No.
You know?
My dad,
I would agree.
Nah, my dad was like my big brother, like so cool, so chill, but he instilled principles in me. Like he told me men are trash before men were trash because he said, my daughter, look at me. he said, look at how many baby moms I've got.
How many
I'm single.
Has he got?
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Like, probably 5, allegedly, because...
Wow. Seed spreader.
Big Paul, yeah. You get me? So then, so he... And obviously, he had 90% daughters. Mm. So he was very much like, look at all the mistakes I've made in my life. I've had to let go of some women that I still love till this day because I was a dog sort of thing.
No,
so
that
it's like
deep.
He instilled, he didn't want us to like go out on the streets and like seek attention from men. I think that was his like worst nightmare. Yeah. I think that would even keep him up at night sometimes, you know. But yeah, so he would always tell us like, if a guy tells you this, it's a lie and this, that. So when we would go out, he'd be like, my daughters ain't doing stupidness. Like they're not gonna go out. Like, he was confident in that. So that's why he went strict. Mm. My mum on the other hand,
hey.
Yes, umasi atatanzambe.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well,
so that's
yo,
yeah, that one's crazy.
My mum was more like, everyone out there can kill you. Do you know what I mean? Like, you lock the doors, you come home at this time, don't talk to strangers, this, that, and the other. And when I was growing up, I didn't really understand it because I used to be like, oh, but like my brother could go out and come back, but I have to be home at a certain time. So I used to be like, oh, mom, like I'm in prison, this, that, and the other. Hey, yo, mommy, thank you. I would have been a slapper. Brother, I would have been a slapper. Let me tell you
just
that for
free, innit?
Yeah, because I was just like, no, I'm outside. Hey, I'm outside.
For those who are just listening, if you saw what Chunks did, oh, yeah,
Lee. Just letting it off.
Outside, like, brother. Yeah, yeah. But like now she instilled like discipline in me. Do you know what I mean? And now I feel like both my parents, even though I've only seen them in a room together like twice my whole life, yeah.
Wasn't they it weird was, seeing that? Like, you're thinking, right.
I was like, why are you faking him? I just punch him up.
But in that same breath, so like, I'm different to you in the sense that my parents are also divorced, yeah? But there was a period of time when everyone was in the yard. And even though, like, overall, the vibes were a bit toxic because of my dad,
yeah,
there was good times.
Yeah.
So like when they proper got a divorce, I was affected by that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like, was it their times, even like when you saw them in a room together, didn't you ever think like, oh, I'd be lit if my mum and dad were together, you know?
No. I think mama would check him every day.
Is it, yeah?
No, bless this man. No, 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 no. Free my man. No, no, right,
well,
no,
maybe
no.
Didn't you just wish, like, rah, I wish no. I had both my parents together.
Do you know why?
And it
because,
was perfect.
Nah, no. Simply, I never wanted that because I lived a double life. Do you get it?
I hear it.
So it's like at mum's house, A-star student, school council, this, that, and the other. Dad's house, we are sad.
Yeah,
so it's like, if they were together now, like,
can't really
like
outside,
I wouldn't,
they
I wouldn't
be scrapping about you.
There'd be no balance.
Yeah.
So
what about did your mum end up ever remarrying or did your dad end up remarrying? Or?
For why? My mum said, yeah, I think it's both parents that instilled the men are trash, you know. It was them. No, it was them. Because people think it's social media. It was them. My mum was just like, I've had my kids. Good. Like, I'm going to focus, like, my whole life on, like, doing the things that made me happy. Because I think she was kind of robbed of her childhood when you have to, like, move.
Was my
mom. Yeah, so so she was the oldest of all her siblings. So, you know, that's second mom, basically.
Yeah.
Oldest of all her siblings. Then moving from a young age, you have to find a job. Like, you don't have time to, like, have fun and go out. And then, so your whole life, you're basically a mother to all these siblings. Then you move here, you've got to find a job and put your feet down. Then you have kids, you've got to be a wife and a mother. So I think when she came out of that relationship, she was like, baby, my life starts now.
Yeah.
So I was thinking that maybe like settling down with someone else would have like, I don't know. I think it would have cop blocked her still. Like she was living her best. Like what, weekends in Paris just to buy perfume?
Cold.
What?
Hard.
Like
I do think that though, yeah. But then you see, as I've got older and I've learned to like understand my mum's situation, like my mum's single, innit? And then I think sometimes like surely my mum desires a hug that's not from her children. Do you get what I'm saying? It's the same way, I don't know, your brother in the room right now could give you a hug, but sometimes you want a hug and a kiss on the cheek that's not from your brother. Do you get what I'm saying? Like So sometimes I look at that side.
More often
like,
than not.
Even though your mom could have been gassed at that time, there must have been times where she was like, oh, do you know what? It would have kind of been nice to have this lunch with someone and this coffee by the Eiffel Tower rather than being
I never asked her. I never asked her to know.
No?
Is it?
Because my mom tells me that all the time. She goes like, you got to look at it like this. Basically, my mom had this, she was seeing this man once and I was so rebellious. Like, and then my mom hit me with this one. She goes, how about when you're married and your sisters are married and you've got to take your youth dance class and then your other sister's taking her child football and ballet. Like, what? Who am I left with? And that's when it really hit
that's
home.
Deep.
I was like, I hear it. Like, as much as I'm going to be there for my mum, like I've always said, like, when I get my crib, my mum's going to live in the yard with me. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
But then she hit me with it and she was like, but one day it might come to a halt. Like, you might, do you get what I'm saying?
So, yeah,
like,
I hear her.
Like, I feel like as much as you're saying, again, could be wrong, innit? Because unfortunately, mum's not here. You feel me to ask her, but I feel like she must have at one point.
Maybe.
You know what I mean?
Wanted. Yeah, but it's maybe because she had that relationship with her daughter as well, or whoever, like, that she wouldn't even let you know how she's feeling in terms of
But it's different, like, because you see how you're older. I think
How old are you?
Yeah, I lived with my mum till I was 18. So,
That's
so
old enough.
I feel like with having a daughter, I think if I moved out, maybe she would have, like, done all of that stuff, like explore the romance. But I feel like having a daughter, bringing a man to come live in your yard,
it's nuts.
Do you actually know him? Like, is he gonna move weird? Is he gonna look at me? Is he gonna, because you know me, I'm a sexy beast just walking around the house like this. Like,
sexy
you never know, you never know. So, exactly, but I'm a nigga from the Congo, from the Congo. You see me fighting with a grizzly bear? Help the bear! Help the bear!
How crazy that is!
Hear it now. Hear it.
Yeah, that's me, guys.
Yeah. Obviously, your pops definitely didn't have that issue, innit, car. He was out here spreading it
outside. You get me? Outside, like, he lived his best life till the end of his life. Literally, like, enjoyment. Lived it up. What a man. Oh.
When did Pops pass?
2020. April 2020, a couple weeks before his birthday. Yup.
Imagine, mum was before that, right?
Yeah, mum was when I was 19. So mum was 2016.
How old are you now, Nels?
26, yeah.
Can I ask how both happened?
I can't, I'm not answering it now because I'm answering it on my platform.
Okay,
but
I can hear it.
Everyone will know simply because, like, so basically, I filmed a video where I explained it all.
I remember you showed me the one you're petting to upload.
Yeah, yeah. And the reason, because
she's petting to upload it.
Very petty.
No, not petty. You're like, as in, like, she's stunting. Like,
I'm.
It's hard for her.
Procrastinating.
Yes, that's the word. Yes. That's the word. Sorry, me and my hotel.
But yeah, no, I'm gonna talk about it. I didn't talk about it for years. Well, still to this day, no one on social media kind of knows. But the reason why I'm talking about it now is because so many people lose parents. It's not just me.
Yeah,
like,
of course,
it's not just me. Like, yeah, oh my God, she's an orphan. Oh, this. Okay, cool. But people see my story and they're like, oh, like, she done it. She's all right. So I can do it too. So I did a whole video explaining how both happened, how both affected me, how it happened on the day, everything. Yeah. Ooh. Just so that, like, the people that have gone through it are going through it. Like, having a parent that's sick for a very long time is something that I've experienced twice. Do you know what I mean? So just to help people through, like, it's not every day just come on my channel, oh my God, what's she wearing today? Oh my God, she got a new wig. Sometimes come on my platform for, like, for strength.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, I do delve into it just to help people out there, like, and I do kind of, like, want to talk about, like, the aftermath, how to deal with things and stuff like that, because when it happened to me, I had no clue. Like, there was no video on YouTube on, like, how to deal with blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It was just, like, just us, literally us chatting shit.
Mm.
So just I am definitely going to talk about it, but it's not a subject that I'm closed off to because I've healed.
Do you feel like that? But at the same time, though, do you feel like it's something you have to talk about?
No, that's why I didn't talk about it for years.
Okay. Yeah, of course, bro. Obviously, the mom passed 2016, and then pops passed 2020. It's been
literally my mom passed a year, no, a couple months into me starting YouTube. And deep how long I've been on YouTube for. I haven't talked about it.
Didn't Mumsy get to see?
Yeah, she saw first three videos. Like, no. But she knew, though.
Both
my parents didn't talk to each other and they would call me the same thing. So they'll call it, like, ma star in French, which means, like, or like, you're a star. And they've been saying that from young. And they both had the same nickname for me. And they didn't even talk on the phone to even gist about what nickname to have to give this child. So they both knew. Like, my mom would always tell me, like, oh yeah, like, she'd see a nice car on the road and she'd be like, you're gonna buy me that one day. And I'm thinking, I was like, with what money? But she knew. Do you know what I mean? So then when I started YouTube, she was like, she was just like, oh, is that you and your little friends? I was like, yeah. She was like, like, you know that little, like, she knows it's going to flourish. But let me not gas her too much. So she'll be like, oh, is that your friend? And then she'll tell my brother, oh, can you put it up on the laptop? Yeah, right.
She would have been gassed, innit?
So gassed. She would have been spoiled too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You have to, though.
Her nails were like this, this length my whole life. So imagine in this day and age, fam, her nails would have been the size of my hand. Fam, crazy things, crazy.
Dad obviously got to reap it.
Yeah. Like that. And my dad enjoyed, bro. He enjoyed. He stopped working.
Tell him about him as in Chunks. Tell Chunks the story about when you look wet in Japan.
The way I flipped my head.
Yeah.
So imagine, so we went, there's bear stories about Japan. So my dad, I just used to just like, whenever I would get time off, I'd be like, yo, what are we doing? Because he liked to travel the world, innit? So I was like, oh, dad, like, oh, like, what are we doing this time? Like, where are we going? He was just like, I want to go to Tokyo. I was like, what are you on? He was like, I want to go to Tokyo. So I was just like, okay, let's go. Booked it, went there. Now I was living the time of our lives, yeah. And then we were just like, oh, now what do we eat?
You weren't a sushi man.
What? Yes. We was like, what do we eat? What do we eat? We saw shark, we saw whale, we saw horse. We went to Hooters.
We went to Hooters. How are you in Tokyo going Hooters?
No, but listen to this, because we was thinking that we don't even know what this is. We don't know what that is. So we see Hooters. So now growing up in the UK, I see like Hooters, Wendy's as like, oh, American. We can get fried.
Titties on the main.
Yeah, titties.
So I'm thinking, oh, it's like a Wendy's. Like, we can go there, get fries, burgers, everything. Going to Hooters now. What's blasphemous.
That? What happened?
I think she put her titties on the desk before she agreed. Before she even greeted us, all turned around.
That'd be my favorite place.
I was like, honestly, my dad loved it. But
Japanese?
I said, huh?
Japanese girl.
Nah, there was like American girls in there as well, like blondes.
Heavy
everything.
Chest. Probably,
like, so I was just like, daddy, I can't even explain this word. But we are good.
Yeah.
It was nice. It was nice.
Online, we see obviously as well when black people go to them sort of countries, yeah. I'm sure both of you might have seen it. That they treat everyone like it's Shaquille O'Neal and LeBron James. Yeah.
Royalty.
Did you lot get that same treatment there? And how was it?
Time.
Did your dad find it
annoying?
Every time. Was it lit?
No, my dad was like, my dad's the type of person, he would just play along. So every time people came up to me, I'm her manager. And he would try like ask people for tips. Like, if they want a picture with me. Bear in mind, these people aren't coming up to me because I'm Nella. They're coming up to me because I'm black. They're like, oh, Cardi B, Cardi B. She's 6 shades lighter than me. Like, you don't even know what Cardi B looks like, bro. You're just saying any random black names. So, yeah, we was playing along with it. It was jokes. I can't lie. That's a cool memory. Like, people coming. He was like, yeah, manager. Because everywhere he went, he wore a suit. The Congolese,
innit? Was it the Congolese?
Well,
it's the Congolese in him.
When I was in the suits, were they Congolese off?
No. My dad, yeah. Oh my God. Before people come and think, there was no leather jackets, there was no crocodile shoes, please. It was just like nice, like Calvin Klein. Like his kids give him money, yeah, and he's got a lot of kids. And we all love him off. Like dad of the year, love him off. So he was good, like, do you know what I mean? So he was just Sapology, very nice all the time. But so he was just like, yeah, I'm a manager.
Cold.
Taking pictures with people. I was just like, oh,
so
my
you have loads of like half brothers. You just
So besides my brother Albert, who's 1 year older than me, everybody's half.
And are you close with them or you're not?
All of them. I'm close with all of them. Simply because it's like the way my dad raised us, yeah, it's like you might all have different mums. But you're my children. You are siblings. So for example, in my household, calling somebody like, oh, that's my half sister, blasphemy.
I love that.
Like that is so disrespectful. We don't even run that. Like my sister's mixed race. And I'm not gonna go around and be like, oh, by the way, her mum's white. That's my sister. What you gotta say?
Do you know what I mean?
So the way we was raised, it's very much like the bond between siblings. And also we had bonds. So I have bonds with my sister's mums as well. So it's like when things go happening, like say, for example, my sister's side of the family, as the siblings, we come together. So it's like, well, one big, happy, blended family, like, and I love it. My sister speaks Dutch. One of my sisters speaks Dutch. They've got a sister in France, but then mainly everyone's in like Belgium. But I love it though, because it's just like, yeah, like gang. There's fair of us. I love it.
So wait, you know, was you living with your mum when she passed? So what ended up happening?
This. So basically, I lived in Graham Park, right? Yeah. And everybody knows Graham Park is...
GP,
yeah.
Man said G...
That's what they call it.
Yeah, but chill out. You lot don't...
They're knocking it down. Oh, yeah, sorry. What's this one? S-E.
Hey, trying to say GP. Go GP back in the days, please, man. Have a good time, man. You come out with one shoe. In my life, man.
These are still motorbikes. Oh, no.
GP.
Loved it. I loved living there, though. It was like an adventure.
Like, what's happening today? Yeah. Sort of thing. And I used to live at the top, so my window, everybody knew Nella's outside the window like this with a cup of tea, just who's beefing now? Yeah, like, it was lit. But anyways, yeah, so that's council flats, right? Yeah. And obviously when, so I was 19, my brother was 20, but apparently, Albert. Yeah, Albert. But when you reach the age of 18, you have to bid for a council flat. If you don't bid for a council flat, then you're not on the list to get a flat. Say you want one or say anything happens, right?
Is it? Yeah.
So when my mum passed, we were just like, okay, cool. At least we have like the yard. We can just keep paying it. It's council flat. You can't get kicked out of a council flat sort of thing. Mm. So we were just like, oh, like, we can just keep paying it and just stay here. Because, I mean, we've lived here for, like, what, 10-plus years. I'm like, where else are we going to go? Sort of thing. And then we get a letter through the post basically saying that we got a dip because I didn't bid for a council flat. Because I was thinking, I'm going uni. And then my brother didn't bid for a council flat because he's, like, my brother and my mum besties, by the way. So he's like, I'm going to stay here and look after mumsy, sort of thing. So they just basically kicked us out. And they were like, you're both over the age of 18 anyway. So it's not like it happened when I was like 12 and my brother was 13.
Even though you was paying rent?
Yeah.
It's not about that.
Because it's about like, say there's a mother of three right now that's looking for a house.
Oh, yeah. Understood. Yeah. Sorry, carry on with the story. Yeah,
they'd rather
right.
take the 19 right. and 20 yep, year old yep, out yep, and then right. put it. So then that happened. And then my brother was like, he tried like staying here, but I think everyone just likes it more over in Belgium. It's peaceful. It's nice. Like,
what's going Belgium?
Oh, he said, "Well, you're doing YouTube. Yeah, it's going good for you, yeah. Right, you don't need me no more." He went back, but I see him all the time though, because it's so local. Yeah, it's quicker to get to Brussels than Manchester by train.
Yeah, 2 hours.
That's crazy. Literally.
So yeah,
that's crazy.
So then what? So you ended up going to uni and then staying in uni.
So I stayed in. So from second year to third year, I stayed in uni accommodation, and then I paid for you can pay to stay there the summer.
Okay.
Yeah, so from second year to third year, I just paid extra to stay there the summer, but I was in Belgium, like it was just somewhere that all my stuff can be in.
Yes.
And then I can just pack up and go. Like, I went Afro Nation, I came back, like, I went bare places.
So as a 19 year old, you're 19 at the time.
Yeah,
19,
yeah.
How could you still attend uni? How was your mentor at the time?
Oh, I waited to quit. I remember I sent like a BC to all my friends. I was like, yeah, you lot ain't gonna see me again, blah, blah, blah. I was very sad. And then it's like, you know when you lose a parent, yeah? It's like you're grieving them, but then there's so much other stuff. Like, did they have a life insurance? Blah, 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 like, just that you have to deal with so much stuff that you actually don't have time to mourn. That you don't.
Yeah, you so
yeah, and then I was just thinking, and then it happened start of summer, and then end like not end of summer, but like September times, you gotta go back to uni. I was thinking that's not enough time. But then I was just sitting down thinking one time, yeah, I was just like, this woman flew from Congo to Belgium to get given the opportunities that I take for granted.
Yeah.
Her schooling wasn't free, healthcare wasn't free, nothing was free for her. Like, so she went through all of that, and her one dream was for me to graduate.
Yeah.
So then I was just like, I'm gonna graduate just for her. Cause I'm a creative. I'm smart, but me being smart doesn't help me. Yeah. I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. I'm just here, just sitting here smart. Do you know what I mean? So yeah. I was thinking my personality and editing, and that's the stuff I enjoy doing. So I was like, oh, I can just go into that later on in life when I've healed. But then that didn't happen. So I went back to uni because that was her dream.
So you were making bread off YouTube in uni, yeah?
Oh, I wasn't really making bread off YouTube. I was making bread more off of like hair reviews. Like the monthly on YouTube, I wasn't making a lot.
I would have had £200.
Yeah, literally. Less sometimes. But then I was making money more from like showing people what hair I had. And then oh my God, this hair is so good quality. And then, so I was making money from that. And then a couple deals, like, you know them apps, the gaming apps that would sponsor.
RPG apps,
yeah, that was the first K I ever made.
Yeah.
And I still play the game.
Was today. That your first brand, though? Little Rack?
Yeah. 1K.
I wonder what mine first was.
I don't want to promote.
Oh, okay. Don't have a clue at all.
But yeah, so I was making, stacking money for, so I was doing app promotions, hair reviews, and then all the money, you know, on the YouTube, you can put it at a cap.
Yep.
Like for your YouTube money, yeah. Yeah. So I capped it from, so I didn't, I basically didn't touch that money for years. So when it came to graduation now, so I'd have to move out of my uni or come to where?
To where?
Exactly. So from second year, I capped it at 10K. Yeah. So then when I graduated, the money, so I was like, I released the cap. So I had 10K and I was just like, okay, cool. I'm going to get myself a place. I'm going to furnish it and I'm going to save it and stuff like
as
that.
As a 21-year-old, right, were smart enough to think, let me hold down the money.
I didn't have a choice. Yeah, that's mad. I didn't have a choice, bro. Because after, once I graduated from uni, right around the house in GP's gone.
Yeah.
My brother's in Belgium.
Yeah.
GP.
Like, yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm saying, but you still had the initiative to say, I could call, I can't touch this money because I know I need
it
after I graduate.
Yeah, because I knew.
You know, that's not what
we're doing. I'd have nowhere to stay.
That's genuine, like.
Why are you so short, though? You're the same.
No, yeah. Because, bro, I'm the same as a 27-year-old man, bro. I'm saying me at 20, 19, 21. Like, a lot of people will just be like, rah, I got 10 bags and I'm 19. I'm spending that. Bro, as an 18-year-old, I can't lie, I'm always really spending my cash. Yeah, you get it?
Yeah.
So it's like, shoebox.
What? You saw what was in there. Cashing. But obviously, I really respect that. I commend that, man. Like, the fact that you thought, you know what, I'm actually going to save this money.
For real.
So you're telling me now, after uni, you've now gathered up the bread and said, let me move some on my ones.
Yeah.
Where did you move?
Royal Wolf.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I had like a studio. It was a one bedroom, but there was no door between the room and the kitchen. So I put a nice little curtain there. But it was nice. It was a nice place, nice size. But then landlords as well, like, no one talks about how hard it is to rent when you're a YouTuber or when you do these kind of jobs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, so for my first and second flat,
I want to hear what you were
six months in advance. So you have to pay 6 months in advance and deposit.
Raw, you lot before are going to some dead estate agents or landlords.
The baitest ones. The baitest
like
ones.
Mine was calm. Like, I didn't have to do 6 months up front.
Fair
I paid a year up front because I like to not to have stress. Yeah. But yeah,
Yes, Sebastian, that's it. Man said, I was forced, but you had the choice. He said, oh, I paid a year up front because I had the money.
This was only a couple years ago, so you had the money.
Yeah.
Man are rich back in the day, like a couple years.
No,
man are rich back in the day.
If it was not a pot to
if it was 20 years old, one pot to in.
Really?
You think, can I pay you on a year? Can I pay a £5?
I'll
pay
you all my money.
£5 I'm going to give it back.
Early YouTube career, man used to make so much bread, but did not know how to save that I'd ask him to lend me bread. I'd get paid like a seven sheet a month, like a seven racks. I'm like, I had chunks, Brody. Just hold me down till.
Tell my mama I used to send you all the time, little Joe, man.
It depended, innit? Sometimes 2 racks, 3 racks, 4.
What's
sometimes
that,
5 bills.
What's the highest?
I can't remember. What's the most you've let me?
Maybe like a 10 gym.
Yeah, maybe like a 10 racks.
Ah, Charles, the bills. Yeah. They're getting so heavy for me.
He was there for me.
My bills are getting so heavy for me.
Yeah.
If you could just lend me. If you could just. In fact, not lent. If you could just give me,
give me 10 G's
what's right 10 now. To him? What's 10 to you? Even see it come.
What's 10 to him?
We heard about the contracts. So yeah, I would like 10 British £1,000. Thank you.
But yeah, no, chunks for sure helped me down when I.
Yeah, he was a bad. It was not me trying to highlight the fact I gave you money. It was more the fact that you were very bad at spending money.
Terrible.
No, it's not even about spending. It's saving. Man can spend, but you just got to know how much you're saving and what you're saving.
I think you guys are very selfish.
Have assets, right?
No.
Why does she do this bro thing? No, you need to stop doing that.
I'm
going to
start highlighting your thing.
Yeah, you need to stop doing that.
You're rich.
Yeah?
Is
that brands
real?
That we're not
going to
state right now.
What? Yeah?
You get me, Kyle? You ain't paid us for this.
Yeah. Little thing.
Don't let Nella Rose fool you. Yeah? Ask her what car she drives.
All I'm saying is, the reason why I act like I'm the poorest of all my friends. Look at them!
No.
So, what's 10K to you? What's a million to you?
I want to ask you a question.
What's up?
The nails. Where is the inspiration from?
My mum.
Is it?
So my mum, like, if I was to, I'm going to show you pictures of her, like, even from her holding me as a baby to, like, her last days, bro. Look, like, but her nails were natural, though.
Congolese culture or just mum?
Nah, just hers, just her. Nails. Like, so she had long nails. Like, you know in the 90s, the oval one, and they'd paint them red?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
so she
yes,
had nails,
yes.
like, this long, and she just had long nails her whole life, and I just copied her. But I take it. Too far, but it's just like my thing that I take from her. Yeah, long nails, but hers were real though. Mine are fake. Hers were real and strong.
At what point in your career did you realize, and what was it? It might have been a shoot. It might have been a certain number in your account. It might have been something you bought. Did you realize, wow, I've done it?
Well,
you might not feel like that now, but I feel like you do.
Yeah, no, simply because like I'm. I don't know. Like, I'm not where I think I should be. So then I feel like when I hit my goals, then I can turn around and be like, yeah, I am.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can ask you this. Why did you... So you were posting consistently on YouTube.
Mm.
We randomly lost Nala. What happened?
We randomly... First of all, they lost you first.
Yeah, but I've already spoken about that. Mm-hmm. So let's let's divulge into your situation.
This is an assumption. Because you just... Did it have something to do with your parents?
No.
So why don't you post on your YouTube?
I like the way you came.
They're disgusted. He's like, what did you post?
No, because he came with compassion. Yeah. And realized this wasn't. So he said,
because I drew her out at a foot asylum shoot the other day. And Harry. I've motivated Harry.
Yeah,
because
by the way, I don't really watch YouTube in general. Yeah, but genuinely, I used to watch your videos every
That's
video.
How we discovered
you. Doing hauls, about wearing clothes. Why am I?
That didn't fit.
As a grown-ass man watching a girl put on clothes.
I used to like drinking with water.
Because how elite and how charismatic she was, and is. You don't get it. So it's like, even when I'm not going to mention your friends because I don't know who you're friends with now, but like, you're just sitting, you know what I mean? You're just sitting in amongst and just talking. Yeah. It was elite content, and you kind of created a different type of content. You know what I mean? I feel like people started to copy, and it was very. So I want to ask that question, why did you stop? And even I was happy to be invited to another Rose video. Where I actually did a voiceover. Me and Harry.
The Mako. I watched that one.
One thing about, obviously, you know me, I'm not really like the rudest of people on it. Yeah. So when now Nella told me to do it, and she goes, just say what you want. I was like, all right, cool.
He was lovely.
Yeah, I'm not going to be too rude.
Yeah.
I watched Harry's version.
Harry ripped me to shreds.
Ripped her to pieces.
He deleted me.
I wish I could read it. Because there it is.
I would have gone more in.
Because I didn't know what was allowed. Do you get it?
Yeah.
You're a horrible hero.
No, but
avoid the question.
There's two reasons, actually kind of three reasons. First reason, I was doing a lot of Foot Asylum and all these other brands that took up way more of my time and made me more money than YouTube. Yeah, so it was very easier for me to just plunge all my time on the outside jobs outside of YouTube. And then I won't have time for YouTube. Number two is getting bored of my content. So I was just thinking, how many clothes can I try on? How many times can we talk about body counts? This is repetitive now. And then number three, I wanted to just up the quality of everything. And I just didn't have the time or resources to do that at the time. And then the reason why I haven't posted in so long is that I got comfortable in not posting. Yeah. You know when you don't post?
Similar to us, to be fair.
Yeah.
All the reasons you just said is
It's nice doing them foot asylum shoots. You get your car outside, your lunch is ready, you just shoot, go home, you've made a madness.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other brand deals, you get what I'm saying?
I completely understand because I feel like I don't know one UK or British YouTuber that has uploaded consistently from the day they started to this.
That's why we're all idiots because
Jesus.
The mentality should have been, right, cool, we're making bread here and this one's easy on Tuesday, but cool, Thursday, Friday is going to be a bit of a graft, but if I carry on doing this till the end of the month, I'll have double what I've made just from these brands.
Hindsight's a dangerous thing, bro. You're saying now that we'll be idiots, but if we're honest, who's to say now that we wouldn't have made more money doing what we did now than being consistent on our YouTube channel? I know for a fact the amount of money I've made through brand deals, I wouldn't have made that on my channel. It's a fact.
I know that. I'm not disputing that, but I'm just saying, had you still done your YouTube, you would have still made
good
money.
It's not realistic because there's times where I was working 6 days a week. Where am I fitting YouTube?
I hear you.
You know what I mean? You remember, bro, I'd call you and I'm in a different country every 5 minutes. Where would I fit content where I'm filming myself? Yeah. You know what I mean? So it was kind of we have to be realistic. But now, obviously, 2023, brandos aren't really brand dealing as much as they were.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
What? Facts. Mine are dealing.
Mine not.
You're just mad expensive now.
Probably.
I can't lie to you.
Legit.
I get at least a message every day.
Yeah, no, I'm not working.
Really?
I'm
filming with Williams next week. And Alex Albon.
Williams!
Oh, yeah.
Just that got a little crazy thing with the... You get me? Don't want to say too much, Kai. You didn't pay for the promo in the pod, but...
My team's
your team slowed down?
What?
Yeah, so brands, I'm cheaper.
No, I know you have cash. Just give me £20. I'm going to get petrol.
Yes. You know, I didn't know this and I'm ashamed and I want to big up the producers that
y'all been looking into me?
Yeah.
CRB?
Hey, guess what, Nels? Don't be angry at me. You didn't know either.
Oh, no.
So be angry at both of us if you're going to be angry.
You know what I'm going to say?
We didn't
know that you had a clothing brand called Faces and it sold out in 30 minutes.
Yeah, but then I didn't stay consistent with that. If I stayed consistent with that, every time I dropped, I sold out. within like 30 minutes. I think the last job I did was like an hour, sold out.
But how many units did you have, guy? If it's 10 tops, then it's not hard, is it?
Nah, it was like 500.
That's good.
500. So I ordered 600. And then, so I did product shots with like 10. And the rest, I gave it to all my friends. And that's why, you know, you clothing lines out there, yeah? Sometimes paying these influencers to wear your top don't work. Sometimes your friends, like word to mouth. Like some of these clothing lines, like some, my boy will be wearing something. I'll be like, where's that from? And he'd be like, oh, this man. I'll be like, oh,
yeah, yeah,
nice.
Word.
Like, yeah, so I think that helps me a lot. And then obviously me being me.
But, no, she didn't mean that. She meant give it to the influencers and pay us the bag.
Because oh, yes, we would please. Love the to Instagram is your popping. Business. We will sell your clothes.
We would love to support them, guys, wouldn't
yes,
we?
100%.
We support businesses and we'll help you grow.
Bookings at nellarose.biz.
Yes, lost her mind.
Right. We would love to help your business grow.
Yeah, you know You're annoying.
No, that's incredible. Because you know what? I can't lie to you. Brands, they're done with me at this point. So burn all of them. I'm at that point.
Don't worry. We'll talk about if that. If you send me all your money right now, I will preserve it, flip it, and I'll give it back to
flip
you tomorrow.
It, yeah,
Come back though. Come back. Faces. Why did you get demoted? Oh. How'd you get too comfortable, bro?
Philly
you are
gets,
a jar,
Philly,
man.
Guys, no. Behind closed doors, I need everyone to know. Philly gets so frustrated with me. And it's like, no, he's actually my dad.
Nah, but no, not
like,
hey.
The people are making this much on YouTube. You guys need to be posting consistently. Go home, stream. I got a guy that can do your streaming setup. Like, yeah, use the people how, around you. And I'm just like, rah, but I actually haven't slept. This is in the morning, by the way.
Yeah.
You owe me 10 bags.
Hey, my brother spams.
That's I need compensation for that. I need like 20 G's for that.
No, but she's not lying. I had to grill her, bro.
You know what it is? The fact she says I didn't even wake up for that.
Did you say you'll give me 10 bucks?
Yeah.
It was early morns. It was early morns. It actually was early morns.
You gonna let her just wake up?
No.
Nah, man. Carl
had eye crust.
Like I think Harry said this the other day. Yeah, Philly. One thing about Philly. He's gonna make some money. And it killed me, but he has like a business, right? And he doesn't like people like, in Philly's eyes, I'm a bum. Like out of all his friends, cause it's just like, oh, so now in his head he's thinking, so you had a clothing line, you have a YouTube channel, or you do this with all your friends. He's like, why don't you stream with all your friends? Yeah. And you could be making so much money. And I'm just like, bro, rotted. Like, I'm just there getting showered. I think it was 9 a.m. Mm.
But then like all the things that I was, onto that at that time is things that I genuinely love doing.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to streaming, bro.
You stream at like 4 a.m. Yeah,
oh, I'm on
also
it,
young Philly with a face cam, what the F?
Yeah,
yo,
yeah,
so one time, yeah, I think I was on Historia at like 2 a.m. And then I think we had to do CP the next day. CM, Captain?
Oh, yeah. Now, big up Captain Morgan, man.
Oh, yeah. Captain, no.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Cass.
Alcohol, my thing.
Sorry. Astaghfirullah. See, I'm back in your 100%. Team. Right, so basically he went, streamed, had 2 hours sleep, 3 hours sleep.
Something like that and come to the shoot.
Came, no, you came.
Yeah, I know.
Came to the shoot the next day.
Back to faces though. So seriously though, jokes aside, like why would you stop that? I don't get it.
Why would you stop yourself from sending me all the money that you made last year?
No, seriously, no, stop avoiding the question. Why did you stop faces?
And why did you stop commenting on all my Instagram pictures? Because you only did it on once.
No, why did you stop
faces? It was long. Like
that's a legitimate answer. But
it was like because I was doing everything myself. In there a you sense, go. Where
this is long for us though, Nels.
What?
Look at the people behind the camera. Do you think set this up?
No, I was doing everything myself to the point.
Like, yeah, but you think everyone's got the same finance resources? That's your problem as well. Like, some things are expensive, bro.
No, it wasn't even expensive.
I'm trying to help.
Time.
Just be agree.
It was expensive.
You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, you just have to mind the business.
You should do it again, man.
I know, but it's just like, so now, like the back and forth of supplies, is the quality good? The back and forth of design is, do I like the design? The back and forth of how long you can, and then like I had a fulfillment company. So basically you send all your stock to them and then they ship it out for you. Man was in Woolwich. Yeah, but no.
Yeah, horror.
But the Marlies did it.
No, it wasn't. I think they were like Eastern European, whatever, cool peoples. But I don't think they understood. Like when I told them, oh, it's likely going to sell out. They were just like, yeah, whatever, like, we deal with, a like, because one famous, not, I'm not going to say who they are, but there's a candle company that ship out from there. So then they were just like, yeah, we deal we with deal a lot with this, of orders all the time. Da, da, da. So if I'm selling 500 t-shirts in 30 minutes, now all of a sudden you're understaffed.
Yeah.
So then like going back and forth with that, and it was just like, it got to a point where it was stressful, and then having to come up with new designs all the time. And it was just, I was just like, yo, I don't have time for other things, and this is not my main passion.
Yeah.
So I kind of just chilled out like, with it for a bit. But yeah, the t-shirts were cold.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So what is next for Nellaroz? Like, what are we expecting from you? What are we waiting on?
Nothing.
Don't feel pressured to answer this question, because you see when people come up to me now and say, oh, what's next, bro?
Like, yeah, I'll be honest,
there's a
what's
video
next?
Coming
what's
out on Saturday on the Beta Squad channel,
bruh.
And I'm breathing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to say, so I feel like...
Thank you.
Yeah, no, you don't have to...
Like, with me, like, what I'm doing right now, I'm doing this social media job just to, like, maintain, like, obviously my expenses, my lifestyle, my family. But I'm in a stage in my life where I'm trying to get my personal life in order.
Mm.
Do you get it? Like, I'm just focusing on investing in certain things. I've got
projects. The people, man, you got property, blood.
No, they don't.
Tell
they,
them.
They don't. Like they
in
don't.
Belgium.
They're not. Oh, that one. But that's with my sister.
In Bel.
That's with my sister.
They got props.
That's not mine.
Serious.
No.
That is sick, blood. Do you know how many young people, like, look how much I spent. Obviously.
It's not mine. It's with my
sister. Do you get me? But.
For the family account.
She's trying to say she wants her own Shizer.
Yeah.
I hear it. That's a boss. Girl.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm trying to like.
But well done though. Like,
thank you.
You've
that
put
was
money
time
in the right
yeah.
places.
Do you still have love for your job? Like, do you still have passion and do you still enjoy what you're doing?
I don't think so. No, I feel like my main passion was filming with my friends, editing and posting on my channel, and I've gotten to a stage where I don't even do that anymore. I feel like sometimes when you work with brands, it's like I was saying this to Philly the other day, yeah, like. You booked Nellaroz, yeah, or you booked Young Philly, yeah, and we show up on set and you're basically telling us not to be ourselves.
Yeah.
Bro, yeah. So you're telling us not to be ourselves and to be this version of us that you've created in your head.
Okay, but you say suddenly instead,
yeah,
please.
Oh, bro. Like, basically, bring back you, and this is who we want you to be. And then on top of that, it's like, but when you were seeing me on social media, I wasn't acting like this.
Mm.
Like, me and Philly, if we're on social media, laughing, like, that's who we are. Mm. And then I feel like these brands just want to tailor you to them. But it's like, I didn't become Nella, you didn't become Philly or Chunks by being this person that these brands want you to be. The only time I hear it, the only time I hear is like on red carpets. Obviously, like, you're gonna have to be poised and present, but yeah, I'm getting a lot of that these days. Like.
But I am willing to tailor myself to
you.
Because if you want to book me, I am the person that tailors around your company.
Yep.
Yes.
So book Philly for tailoring.
Because
this doesn't last forever, and I need
you
to give my mum at least five more yards. So
literally,
book me
for
tailoring.
You know Philly's in a rush. He keeps telling us, like, you know Philly thinks YouTube's ending tomorrow, by the way.
Tomorrow.
Right, he is.
Right.
I know YouTube's dying,
live
but he's
every
like...
Every single day like it's your last
it's
effing
not a
day.
Because
you see right but now, man's got all the brand deals. Tomorrow I say something wrong, guess what? All the money are gone.
Yeah, true. Not
so
lying.
What now then?
True.
You have to respect it.
No.
Make all the effing bread you can right now, because this job is volatile and it's very time sensitive, and there's people that used to be 10 times bigger than us back in the days, and where are they now? Where are they
that's
now?
That's true. That's what scares me.
It's not a dig. It's not anything.
It,
it's the truth.
Yeah.
So I can't lie. I completely get your standpoint. But unfortunately, the way my passion and work rate is set up, we can't. That's just all it is. And it's going to be a thing where maybe when I'm now 35 and I'm not doing this anymore, and I'm thinking, I could have made more money than there, and I could have done more things there, and I couldn't enjoy my life.
I would hate that.
I was going to most likely happen. Because at the end of the day now, if I said to you now, are you working as hard as you could be? There you go.
That's what Philly says to me indirectly every time he speaks.
Yeah, well, basically. But then obviously you have to understand that he's talking from a place of I care about you, you know?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to ever, ever look back and think, I regret not working as hard as I should have in my 20s. But then also, you don't want to look back at your 20s and think, I was a working horse and I didn't actually even have any.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, for example, I could go like months of like doing like 5 shoots a week, like boom, 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 boom. And then you're just drained.
Yeah.
But then, it's like, sometimes like I'll be waking up like, cause obviously I've got to do hair and makeup before I come on set. So then it's like, I'm waking up at 4 a.m. and I'm like, why am I working this hard? Like, especially when you financially you've gotten yourself to a stage where you're comfortable. Uh-huh. It's like, why am I working like when I didn't have like, so when does it sink in that actually you can chill out a little bit? Like actually you can work, but not as hard.
Like yesterday, Chunks was meant to film and then my mom called him and then she called me back. She was like, yeah, Chunk canceled it because he said he's tired. And then today I called Con. And I also told him we're cancelling because I'm about to film 2 eps for the pod.
Oh.
And I'm knackered. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So that's the thing. I've actually prioritised man's health now more than securing the bag. I'm at a good place right now where I can balance it. But we have to understand that now, with the more money we make, the more of expensive lifestyle we have and maintenance we have.
Mm.
So you have to work even harder because of the fact that Nella in 2018 might have spent $1,000 a month or $1.5 grand a month.
But that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but Nella in 2023 is now spending X amount and it's like 3 or 4 times. Yeah. So it's like, unfortunately, because of your spending, you have to make more money.
But do you know why I get drained quickly doing this job? Like, for example, my friends, they can go to work, clock in at 9, clock out at 5, and more time it's like, it's work where it's like you have to use your skills, like your intellect, and boom, boom, you get your lunch break, you dip. And say I'm shooting 5 days a week for a month straight, I have to go, hi friends, I'm all day, 5 days a week for a month straight, and it's like sometimes I just don't have the energy to be energetic on camera.
I can empathize with you because of the fact that I'm on the same boat, but outside looking in, you're making 10 times more what someone else is making. Piss off and stop complaining about it. Keep doing it. You know what I'm trying to say? You know why? At the end of the day, bro, we're the minority in this like equation. You have to understand that there's millions of people watching us day in, day out, and in their heads they don't think it's hard work with them.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, they will never be able to empathize and think, why are you complaining when you're making this much and you're just flipping entertainers? Just shut up and keep making those videos, please.
They shut up.
Genuinely, no?
Mm. Yeah.
No, I agree. So it's like, but I have to actually take in what we're saying when we're talking to the people at home right now. So it's like, I hear where they're coming from, but you're also
we're not complaining.
Yeah, no, of course. But I'm saying now,
it's just a little tiring sometimes.
And I'm definitely not complaining.
And why is that?
I love my job and I love the brand.
Yes, so tell them that.
Please keep on booking me.
Yes.
Love you all.
Big period.
Yeah.
You know that's my favorite thing to do that.
What?
Because we love the brand. you know that's my favorite thing. When you do that, because you're basically saying, "Lau my bag, let me just keep."
I'm trying to get the money.
Mom's living good.
Big period. That's the dream.
Do you do? Have you done any work with brands that you didn't want to do, but obviously the bag was too big, so you felt me have to do it?
Yeah.
No, she means absolutely no one. Because we love you all.
Nah, yeah.
Is there any brands you wouldn't work with, Philly?
No. love you all. Give me a call and I'm there.
Is there any brands you haven't worked with that you want to work with?
No, I've done it now. Formula One.
Ooh.
That's what I wanted to do, really.
That's your favourite sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Trojan? I remember you said something about
What's that?
The
condom one.
Oh. Brand.
And Durex, you said they wanted to do
this. My mom of a Magnum. We're with Sis right now, man.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying there's nothing wrong, it's just protection.
Yeah.
Obviously, you said you wanted to work with them, so would you do that?
No, sorry, I mean.
There we go.
Yes, I would, because we love you.
And we love protection.
So give us a call and we'll be on the ball.
Disgusting.
Yeah, no, give us a call on the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah,
disgusting. Yeah,
hard.
Disgusting.
Yeah, there you go. Philly's a brand.
How about you? Is there anyone you'd like to work with? That you haven't, obviously.
That I haven't worked with. I think you made me want to work with an airline brand now.
Yeah. No, shout out to Qatar Airways.
Tell them what Qatar Airways does for you, please.
Yeah, no, they look after me and I really love Qatar. We love you.
And me and Nella would love the opportunities you give to our friend Chunks.
Thank you.
So give us a call and we're on the ball.
You and this on the ball. No. Guys, they fly him and all his friends business.
It's the best airline 10 years in a row.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Great services.
Yeah.
Shout me, man. Because you know we can get a deal.
Yeah. No, you know, Qatar Airways is actually a joke. Filet mignon steak in the sky.
What?
That's not right for no one.
Give you pajamas for the jammies.
Yeah, no, you know I've got about five of them pairs.
Six of them. Blue with the grey. That's the greatest combination. I wear it in my yard.
I got the Urgundy. You ain't got the Urgundy set.
No, that's Virgin.
Chunk.
Urgundy's Virgin.
No, no, it's Steffo Qatar.
I ain't got one of them pajamas, you know.
Have you never been in business at Qatar?
No.
I think
you need to.
It's cold.
Can I get maybe a little upgrade to first class?
To go where though?
What?
Qatar.
You can go to Qatar. What, Dubai?
You can go to... No, you can't go to Dubai. They're best fly Emirates. Because they got beef there. But guess what we love?
Qatar Airways!
Yes, we do. But I also love fly... All right, this is getting stupid.
You're just supposed to fly anywhere.
We'll be here every day. Listen, I'll get on flipping Avianca if the bread's right.
Air India.
Anything. Icelandair. I'm telling you.
Icelandair is cold though. I've tried that word, yeah.
You do EasyJet right now.
Eh?
Yeah.
Well, I'll do. Bro, you lot think this is a joke.
The bag is right.
You'll be there with a little suitcase. Please make sure you book him with EasyJet. And then the week after, I'll go, British Airways. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Bro, is he Philly?
Bro.
Money maker. Yeah.
Money man.
I'm not EasyJet.
Yo, money man. Yeah.
I hear it. Let us know in the comments quickly, guys. Would you be like Philly or would you be like me? More selective, or would you be like Philly where I'm looking after my parents? Give me the bag. And
you've got to be careful how you word things, because then they're going to think, what? So you don't look after your parents? You're the same,
no,
but he's just, he's just like, nah, that. I want it to look like this. And when he looks back, brand. I want him to go, oh, this, and that. Yeah. That's why he done it connected. Whereas I'm like,
I hear it. Let
all aboard.
Anything else?
Anything you want to say before you head off?
Not really.
Okay. But not even thanks for having me on. Nah, it's cool though. It's cool. That's like she knew why she was coming. Quick promo for my thing. Nah, it's cool. Love.
Yeah, bro, anything you want to promote? Because I know that we're gonna still be here for like another hour or two. Yeah, so I'm just like,
I'm about to order food right now.
No, but anything you actually want to promote? Is there anything that you got?
Nope.
Well, Face is not coming out because lazy.
No, but what thank you guys for having me on.
Her clothing brand,
Yeah, I'm saying, but obviously, I don't think we said it was her clothing
brand. Bro, it's dissolved.
Dissolved is crazy. Dissolved.
Not coming back.
Okay. Dissolved, as in the company is dissolved.
Yeah, dissolved.
I just, there is one thing I do want to say.
I'll invest in that. It sounds like in what, 30?
30, yeah.
We could talk.
See? Serious. Money. He's just seeing money in his head. Sells that in what?
30 minutes. Yeah. That's like if I put aside, I'm going to get
in there. Faces, we love you.
What?
Early next year. New designs.
All the time.
New designs.
All the time.
Oh my God.
So good.
But Nella, we want to say thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You have been one of our favorite guests ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you say that to every guest?
No. Hand on heart, we don't. How about this?
I think I said it once to Harry because I really liked Harry's episode.
And Darkest was brilliant.
My own cousin was there, but I didn't tell him that.
Shout out to Darkest as well. And please, I hope you find, in God's name, I hope you find the courage to release that video.
I will.
Can I watch it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I will. Do you know what? I'll probably send it to you lot and be like, guys, is it bad?
How would it be bad?
Because overthinking.
Is that the first time you're going to let out, just before we go quickly, last question. Is that the first time you're going to let out real ass emotions with no filter on YouTube?
Yeah. Got me deep in the topic though.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. And if you haven't watched, thank you so much for listening on wherever you listen to this too. God bless you. Have a great day. And get out the wank pit and do something positive today. Yeah. Take on.
And quickly, last second to the brand.
We love you!
Period.
All right, bye.
Send the money.